Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam, the reason we love him as our hero, or not only in the material sense, in the spiritual sense, in the leadership sense.
لا يقيم أمر الله سبحانه إلا من لا يصانع ولا يضارع ولا يتبع المطامع.
I would like to take this opportunity to talk about one dimension of the personality of Amir al-Mu'mineen.
السلام عليك يا أمين الله في أرض.
Peace be upon you, O trusted guardian, appointed by Allah.
The universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam in To My Brother. Assalamu alaikum, dear brothers and sisters. This is To My Brother, and I'm your host, Mehdi. It's great to have all of you here, and today we want to talk about a character who not only influenced Muslims across the world, but influenced many non-Muslims as well. This great personality is the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace and blessings upon him. Imam Ali alayhi salam treated all human beings to be equal in the matter of rights and responsibilities, and he did not fix any limit in this behalf of equality among all human beings. And if he did fix any such limits, it was fixed keeping in mind the interests of the public in general, the people. And when we study the character of Imam Ali, we clearly see that he did not violate this freedom, the freedom of the people, the freedom of the public, the freedom in any of his laws, orders, rules, or regulations. And he always kept the public welfare in his view, in all his actions. He dealt equal treatment to both his friends and his foes.
قال أمير المؤمنين علي عليه السلام: عظم الخالق عندك يصغر المخلوق في عينيك.
أمير المؤمنين علي عليه السلام said, "Greatness of the Creator appreciated by you would belittle the creatures in your view."
Welcome back, dear listeners. This is To My Brother, and we're talking about the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam. What a beautiful persona indeed it is to be speaking about His Eminence, the first divinely appointed Imam, the Commander of the Faithful, the Pillar of Religion, Yasubuddin, and the Amir al-Mu'mineen, Imam Ali alayhi salam, the Commander of the Believers. Of course, His Eminence has a persona which throughout the centuries has been able to guide humanity, has been able to teach humanity, and humanity has truly learned so many lessons from His Eminence, whether they are Muslims or non-Muslims, or whether they are Shia or non-Shia. It is really a testament to the beautiful persona, the all-encompassing persona, the eternal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam, of course, who is the living, breathing miracle of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, who was able to raise and nurture and educate such a perfect human being. You know, when we look through the pages of the persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam in a book which seems to be unending, you know, we find that Imam Ali alayhi salam, he always liked for his brother in faith whatever he would like for himself. This is something which is a very beautiful principle in Islam, is that an individual should like for their brother in faith, their fellow Muslim brother or sister, that which they would like for themselves. And it's a very beautiful and a very profound ethical and moral principle, you know, that Islam has put forth. Many times, you know, we like to keep good things for ourselves, keep fancy things for ourselves. But when it comes to our fellow Muslim brothers and sisters, you know, we don't necessarily want them to have the same things. And most of the time, we might not even think that we don't want them to have the same things, but the fact that we don't think about them having the same things is kind of like, you know, not thinking about it. And it's kind of like, you know, not wanting them to have the same things, because it's like they say, right, out of sight, out of mind. And so what we find, Imam Ali alayhi salam, his persona is completely different, you know, to the point where actually when it comes to his fellow Muslim brother or sister, we find that whatever Imam Ali alayhi salam has, he wants to give better to his fellow Muslim brothers and sisters. So when we look at this and then we look at the situation in Palestine or in Yemen or in Lebanon, it really makes our heart bleed to know that we are in such a better condition than our fellow Muslim brothers and sisters. And so sure, perhaps there might not be ways in which the average person can, you know, go and help these people, perhaps, even though it's arguable. But the least that we can do is to pray for these people and with sincerity from the depths of our hearts, you know, that may Allah the Almighty help them and protect them. And we wish that they had all of the different amenities and facilities and resources that we have. But alas, we find that they are suffering and they are in pain and they are being murdered and they are being killed. And so, you know, if nothing else, we should at least learn to give a sincere dua, a sincere supplication for the safety and the victory of our fellow Muslim brothers and sisters. A very comprehensive lesson indeed, brought to us by the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam. At this moment, we invite you to listen to parts of the Arabic text of Ziyarat Aminullah along with its English translations. Please stay tuned.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Allahumma fastajib du'ayi واقبل ثنائي واجمع بيني وبين أوليائي بحق محمد.
O Allah, give favorable answer to my prayer. Acknowledge the praise I sign in worship. Let there be peace and harmony between me and my friends for the sake of Muhammad, Ali, Fatima, Al-Hassan and Al-Hussein. Verily, thou art my benefactor who provides with bounties, the aim of my desires, the ultimate destination of my hopes in my future life and during this short life. Thou art my God, my Master and my Lord. Welcome my friends, keep our enemies away from us. To save us from the evil mischief, divert their attention. Let the true world come out in the open, supreme and dominant. Refute and condemn the folly, rendered contemptible, verily, thou art able to do all things.
IRIB English Radio. Please follow our radio programs and podcasts on iranradio.ir. Now we invite you to listen to Brother Hassanain Rajabali.
I'm drawing these stories, brother, for you to understand the state in which our Imam lived in, the difficulty that he lived in, but his love of Allah, his responsibility to protect Islam was so impeccable that he ensured that Islam was not divided. The munafiqeen, the hypocrites, were so plentiful that any move you make comes against you. Allahu Akbar. This religion, great gift of Allah, right after our Prophet's departure, it's like this. Yes, you think shaitan is going to allow a religion to bloom? Look back in history. Thousands of religions came. Shaitan has his fingerprints all over the place. Look at the world today that we look around. How confused the world is. How many false stories against Allah and against the messengers have been concocted. Some of them are so ridiculous. You would never concoct a story like that about your own family. Yet in the scriptures of God, you find prophets committing the worst crimes, and they consider it to be holy. They consider it to be okay. This is the reason why Imam is showing us. He said to fight fi sabilillah, to be in this way of path, the right path, don't think it's an easy thing. The world will come against you. Are you ready to pass it? So you find that Muawiyah, when he solidifies himself, it became that way because people rejected him. Prophets of Allah and Imams have always suffered because the people did not obey Allah. They made their jobs much more difficult. Musa alayhi salam, I give an example, frees the Jews, Bani Israel, from the most powerful clutches of Fir'aun. A man who was capable of building pyramids that you and I can't build today. A man who had so much wealth that he called himself God. And Musa alayhi salam, in a simple garb with a simple stick, breaks his back and drowns him. And he spits the sea and takes his people. Even up to that extent, insan, Allahu Akbar. How obstinate, how difficult people are in the world today. That after seeing this miracle, up to that extent when Musa alayhi salam goes up to the mountain, they say he's died. Can you imagine? They don't even have faith in Allah. The same people who are freed don't even have faith in Musa alayhi salam. That they start to worship an idol. Look at how Imam Ali answers this problem about why we Muslims today are united. We are the way of Khalifa school or Ahlul Bayt school. But we in principle, as an ummah, we are united. Our Quran is the same. Our Salah is similar. Our Kaaba is the same. Allah, the center of all discussions, is intact. This is the power of Imam Ali. Otherwise we wouldn't have had this.
Thank you very much for listening to this episode of the program, To My Brother. For more information, visit our website at iranradio.ir. Until another episode, God bless you and fi amanillah.